السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I received a message. It talk about how I can break the habit of addiction of cigarette, how I can break a habit of television, how I break a habit of eating, losing time, internet, how I can have barakah or time to read Quran or do good deed between the job and the family and the whole thing. The time is flying out and skipping from my feet and I cannot do too much. How I can tackle all this? Let's go about cigarette first and habits. Okay? What you're going to hear from me is very heavy. Extremely heavy. But this I collected almost 28 years ago from different sources in Quran and Hadith, and I will share it with you. About the addiction of cigarette. Addiction of cigarette is very, very weak iman. And according to Quran and Hadith, it may contain at least 5 to 18 kind of forbidden action. Imagine forbidden. The problem with that is, from my childhood, a lot of scholars used to consider cigarette only makruh, not recommended. But let me share with you my finding, and it's not only me, and many other people, meaning many scholars. Number one, the tab one. Chapter Al-Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse 23. And chapter 25, verse 43. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَا يَتَّبَعَ إِلَهَاهُ هَوَى. Did you not see the person who make his own desire and his own whatever habit, it become his own Lord? Allah use it as a Lord, ilah. Any habit above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rasuluh, that it can enter the person in a state of shirk. This is how big is it. And if you do not believe me, go to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he swore by Allah, Wallahi la yu'min. Or the another report, لا يؤمن أحدكم. No one among you will be a believer unless or until his desire to be followed or his desire to be according to what I came with. What it meaning? Meaning any desire, any habit should be governed by Allah wa Rasuluh. I'm just going to go through it and after that tell you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another narration, another hadith, he said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. No harm, meaning don't harm yourself and don't causing harm. When you look to all this, and then another verse, and this verse, believe it or not, containing another 5 major sins. Chapter Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is a command from Allah, don't betray Allah and His Messenger. And you know better. Don't betray Allah and His Messenger. When you look, for example, the person who smokes cigarette, take the price of one pack of cigarette, daily, monthly, yearly. This will come to a big budget. This budget, this money is waste. Number one is a waste. This money he or she can give it to certain organization or a poor family or a poor village and can feed them for a long time. By this way, he betraying the Ummah. He betrayed the benefit of the ummah by one habit. When we look at the another hadith, no harm and do not cause harm. He's harming himself and he harming the other. Because when you smoke cigarette, you're harming yourself. And when you study, when you inhale only 20% maximum of the smoke. 80% of the exhale containing the smoke all over. That's why your family, your kids, the friend will suffer from it. That's why you're harming yourself and causing harm. This another haram, forbidden. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't allow your desire to become your ruler. And Allah used ruler to be making you. You mean meaning your desire to be your own Lord is a musibah. One sheikh when I was young, he gave me advice and I give it to many people. Because when you smoking, you're buying cigarette, the bucket in your, the box of the cigarette are in your bucket, you cannot make tawbah, you cannot. Your dua even will not be accepted. Because you insist to commit sins. And to make tawbah and Allah accept, you have to quit first. That's why I tell anybody who smoke, quit first. Keep smoking, but don't buy it. Don't buy any cigarette. Because if you buy the cigarette and you have it in your bucket, meaning you insist to continue, you cannot make tawbah. But if you don't buy it and you go after it, you are weak, you are a sinner, this normal, Allah will give you tawbah. By this way, when you look in a cigarette by itself, from money point of view, is a betraying to himself and the ummah. From health point of view, betraying to himself and the ummah. From time and bad habit, again betraying himself and the ummah and environment, and his family, and his neighbor, and everybody. But that's where you see a lot of harm. And now we get to the bigger one also. If he didn't get the cigarette, he become moody. His mood change. What it meaning now? He's governed by his own mood, by the cigarette. The cigarette is governing him. And he's supposed to be governed by Allah wa Rasulullah. This is a big topic. But this way, when you look at Islam, Islam coming, destroying any bad habit. Any good habit, reading Quran, doing dhikr, doing good deed, try to be good, go running after goodness. This is good habit beloved to Allah wa Rasulullah. It benefits you, it benefits society, it benefits mankind, it rewarding dunya and akhirah. But when you have a bad habit, and this bad habit make you lose your time, lose your heart, lose everything, is a big musibah. What about the verse in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Whoever be away from the remembrance of Allah, even a glimpse of an eye, Allah will give him a shaitan to be his companion. Now if the shaitan is your companion, what else left? By this way, for all the people who have bad habit, all I advise, number one, go back and start journey of Iman. Start learning about your deen. Read Quran with comprehending. Number three, visit the dead grave. And number four, visit the sick. Number five, visit the poor and needy and orphan. All the condition and calamity people, and most of all is death, will give you a wake-up call. Once he give you a wake-up call, your iman is up. Now you be vigilant about your time, your health, your time, your health, your money, which is amana. Is a trust. Allah give it to you. You cannot betray it. You cannot. But that's why we eat well to build the strength. with sleep to gain strength. You see, our time is not belong to us, is an amana, will be questioned about it. By this way, all the bad habit is a symptom of one major disease, which lack of iman, weak iman. And if you have habit, it weaken your iman, it go to a cycle, a vicious cycle, and you're not going out of it, like a cyclone. And the opposite, if you go to a cycle of developing your iman, this will generate a beautiful bond between you and Allah, angels, and elevate your soul. And now Allah will put barakah in your time, barakah in your health, barakah in your action. And now you will be governed by Allah, guided by Allah. Now you will put your money where it's supposed to be, your time where it's supposed to be. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care about all your affair and put barakah in you. I hope I answer the question in the time frame manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us to our habit to be according to Allah wa Rasuluh, not according to ourselves, and to be governed by Allah wa Rasuluh, not by ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time, our money, our health, and whatever we have, and make it a source of hidayah and bounty and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. We're still in a topic when people ask question, how I can get rid of my bad habit, especially television, watching movie, or internet, or smoking, or even certain eating habit, or a style of life, or playing game, or watching game, you see, or even backbiting, gossip. All this coming from the state of ghafla, a state of heedlessness. Your iman is not alive. Iman has many names in Quran. Iman is guidance, is a belief of the hereafter, is a criterion for Quran, is nur, light, is wisdom, is ability to see, is ability to comprehend. And when you see and comprehend according to Allah, Allah will allow you to be vigilant about your time, about your thought, about even your feeling, about what you're doing, what you want to do. And all of a sudden, the first thing you want to do, to be belong to Allah, to read Quran, to do dhikr, to always be in a state of dhikr, to read Islamic book, to listen to Islamic lecture, to learn how to please Allah, to do good deed, to be beneficial to yourself and society and ummah. By this way, if you are in a state of ghafla, heedlessness, shaitan will take you from drama after drama and you waste your time. And if you belong to Iman and you do dhikrullah, you will be very vigilant about your time, because your time is your bank account. This is the one, once you die, is not coming back. Like one scholar, he said, he explained, the most precious gift Allah can give it to anybody is time. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a person, what do you mean? He's dead. He has no time. But today we have time. But because our heart in heedlessness, and we so stray, and shayateen deceive us, and make us keep thinking from one topic to another, and become talk, this another topic, talking. Today talking, and people are not even thinking about what they're talking about. It. And when you look, all the hadith about Rasulullah SAW, about the end of time and the companion, what is the quality? Silent. Silent with thinking about Allah, thinking about Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, death, condition of the ummah. By this way, if my iman is alive, I will be belong to Allah. If I belong to Allah, Allah will guide me. If Allah guide me, Allah will inspire me, and the angel will inspire me to be good. I talk good, I be a part of goodness. By this way, my time is precious. My tongue, my money, everything I do will be for a purpose to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the pleasure of Allah. By this way, my time, everything will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go read the last two verses of chapter Al-An'am, or the last four or five verses, inshallah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, losing your time, losing your thought, having bad habits, wasting your time and money and effort and everything, is a sign of weak iman. We have to develop iman. Read men around the messenger. Read about the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then read it, and that's it. Learn how they think, how they feel. What they thinking about it? What they feeling? How they come to any decision? Everything was governed by Allah wa Rasulullah. And this make you successful, and make your time successful, and make your heart successful, make your soul successful. And now you are Abdullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be among those who dhakirin, shakirin, hamidin, living iman, and die with iman until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah put barakah in our time, our wealth, our health, and whatever Allah give us, and make it a source of hidayah and wisdom and goodness for us, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we are in the end of time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, one of the signs of end of time, the time will be running. And he explained the time will be running like a roller, very quick. A year like a month like a week like a day like an hour like a second. Where is the waste of time coming from? The waste of time, again, when our iman is weak, the priority is not straight. Because if your iman is alive, your priority will be for akhirah. Your priority to increase your iman. Your priority to develop your iman. Your priority to be for Allah. Your priority to benefit yourself and mankind. But if you are in heedlessness, ghafla, and you are busy with your material life, dunya, all the disease of the heart will come, shayateen will come, and now you're wasting your time. And this is why even when you have a family member, friend, whatever, is no family member or friend can save you, yawm al-qiyamah. You cannot say, oh, but my family did, my family said. You see, no husband, no wife, no kids, no parents, no money, nobody. By this way, again, all this waste of time, and allow ourselves to go gossiping and backbiting and do nonsense over the internet, is all coming from weak iman. Again, if my iman is alive, I will be vigilant about how I spend my time. Even it's been my eyes, my ear, my tongue, everything will be for sabilillah. Priority. Don't ever forget priority. وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And to mankind, you will not achieve except what you're looking for. Don't blame nobody. Don't. I see something in my life. When the iman increase and the sincerity in the heart increase, Allah will change condition. And all of a sudden, Allah will put barakah in your time. Allow you to have blessing time to yourself and other. By this way, please, all the people and all the complaining, you cannot take it with you in the grave, you cannot take it yawm al-qiyamah. By this way, just start developing iman, set priority, see where is your priority located, and how I'm really standing for my belief and my priority. Extremely important. And this will be the wall, the one generated between us and the nonsense. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be governed by Allah, to be Abdullah, and to save our time, guard our time, guard our tongue, our eyes, our ear, to be for Sabilillah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.